would did it seem like when the boys got old enough to go to work, would they quit school and go to work, or would most of them stay in school?
It was most of them stayed in school.
Okay. I didn't know.
And one of his best players one time, he had a book report. Mm-hmm. And when they had a book report, they gave that book report, or they stayed out of school and did them. And this was just one of his best players. I told him he had to make that book report, or he wouldn't get to play ball. And he went back to his Mr. Smith's room, sat down and read that book. Came back after school and made a good book report, or he wouldn't have gotten to play that night.
Wow. So the curriculum was basically the same for the younger kids.
Right.
The reading, writing.
Uh-huh.
Oh. When you were in school, let's backtrack a little bit. Was it the same way when you were 15 in high school, getting ready to graduate? Was it still English and math? Did you learn the domestic stuff at home? Like today, you have home ec,
yes.
And they have the classes for teaching at home. Did most of the females learn what goes on in the home because they work so much?
Most of it, but you had some in school. You had a little of everything in school.
You said that earlier that most the numbers, male and female, were relatively the same.
Right.
Were the same numbers relatively the same that graduated? Do you think more females graduated, more males?
I'm going to say they were probably about the same.
So you think a lot of families push for their children to get an education?
Oh, yes.
Because they didn't want them to go through what their parents were having to go through?
Right. I think all of them who had anything to do with it push their children.
Could you tell during the Depression and the war a shift in the way the children behaved, or was it to them like nothing else was going, like nothing had ever changed?
Well, I couldn't tell much difference because I always made mine.
Right.
And to me, if they came to school, they were to learn. They were supposed to study and work and do their work.
So it was business as usual.
Yes.
Tell me about some of you. I know we've talked about the Mr. Waldrop and the child you cut the clothes off of in coaching. What are some other memorable moments you had about teaching, maybe with Mr. Smith being the principal? Just tell me some stories. Oh, I know. You can't think of anything. What about when you were in college? Were there any funny stories or anything that went on? Like when you, I know you said that you and Mr. Smith met at the fair.
Yeah. Well, that was when we were, we're going to Weaver to teach.
Mm-hmm.
And we were trying to make money to have the things that we needed.
So you met him after college?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, I met him in college. But what I meant by that, we were in college and then came on to Weaver to teach.
Oh, okay. But y'all were not married when you came to Weaver to teach. You married after that.
Right.
Okay. You, with Claudette being in education, and you ran it at one time, and you deal around a lot of schools, what do you see as some of the differences between education now as compared to when you were teaching?
I'm afraid to say it.
Go ahead, say it.
They're not, I don't think that students today are working like they did.
I agree.
Told us how much she appreciated, you know, getting to go to school on it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you were saying that you don't think children or students are working hard as they did back then. You don't think they're as focused as they were?
As a whole, I don't think they work as hard.
I agree with you. Going into education, I agree.
It's so easy for them to take it easy when their mothers and daddies hand it out to them until they just don't get in there and work.
You think that because of when you were teaching, most of the kids' parents, and it was during the Depression and the war, didn't have a lot, and they had to work to make something themselves.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You think that some of the reason why children are not doing as well today is because of, like, outside influences?
It has a lot to do with it.
Like the drugs and...
Uh-huh. I can tell you one on Claudette. When she was in 7th grade or 8th grade, I don't know which it was, at Anniston, she came home one night and she told me, she said, "Mother, I know what I'm going to do when I grow up." And I said, "What, Claudette?" She said, "I'm going to be a teacher in junior high school, and I'm going to see if I can help." I said, "That's the ones that need the help."
That's the most influential age.
Uh-huh. She says they've got to have help. Well, she was at Alabama, and I believe it was she like 2 hours having her doctorate. She drove up out here one day, and her daddy told her, says, "Claudette, what are you doing at home? Is that thing listening?"
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
She said, "I came home because I don't want my doctorate." Said, "I told Mother a long time ago I was going to teach in junior high school." He said, "Claudette, Carol Jean had finished law school, and you're going to get your doctorate." She said, "No, I'm not."
She was 2 classes away from getting her doctorate?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
It wasn't far. I don't know, remember exactly, but I think she's what it was.
She had made up her mind what she
had made up her mind, and she's never changed.
Do you think Carol Jean, who do you think Carol Jean takes after, and who do you think Claudette takes after? You or Mr. Smith? Maybe.
I don't know.
A little bit of both.
A little of both. But he couldn't see her not getting her doctorate. But I saw all the time that if she was going to teach in junior high school, see, she couldn't have gotten a job in junior high school with a doctorate.
Mm-hmm. People would have thought there would have been above the children's heads. Now, what caused you to leave teaching? Was it that you didn't like it, or was it for the business?
It was so I could have a family.
Oh, you didn't, you weren't teaching when you had Claudette and Carol Jean?
No.
Okay.
We'd already gone in business.
But did you leave teaching to be in the business or to have a family?
I figured out the only way we could have a family was to get a business.
Mm-hmm.
So I suggested that he try that, and we did.
Had the business already been established before you quit working, or you left and then y'all started the business, you and Mr. Smith?
Well, it was all done just about the same time. First thing we ever bought, we went to Atlanta and bought a carload of firecrackers. Came back and sold them. And then, of course, we bought a panel truck. and sold what he called them schools, and sold them pencil, paper, and stuff like that they could resell.
Mm-hmm.
And Carol, she'll keep me talking about riding around in that truck, and sitting on a box of paper.
So Mr. Smith, first part of the business was calling on schools and
right.
doing recycled paper and stuff.
Right.
You don't think that you could have had, or was it not, it just wasn't done that way, had Carol Jean when you were teaching?
No.
You couldn't have
couldn't
done
it. Couldn't have beaten.
You weren't making, so you're saying you weren't
you
making
weren't
enough,
make enough money
in
to,
teaching,
teaching
to support a
no,
family?
Certainly were not.
How much, you said when you were teaching, how much did you make at one time, a dollar a student a month?
Well, that's when our schools closed.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Smith went out and it seemed like he went to, I don't remember, but it seemed like it was to Bynum or somewhere and worked. And I taught on at school with as many students as I could, and they paid me a dollar a month.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Was this during the break, or like summer break, or was this during the year?
No, it was during the year when schools were just closed down.
Mm. How many kids do you think you had at that time? 20 or 30 a year?
I think around 30. See, $30 wasn't much money.
No, it wasn't.
Of course, you could buy a 25-pound sack of flour for a dollar and a quarter.
This what about this was towards the end of your teaching?
Yes.
About 25 or 26. Is that when you left teaching? When did you leave teaching?
I don't know.
No, it couldn't have been 25.
No.
Yes, when you started teaching.
That's when I started.
Okay. So money was you just weren't making enough money.
No.
Do you remember what the hourly wage was when you were teaching?
No.
About what it was? Because I know in 1952 they raised minimum wage from 40 cents to 75 cents an hour. You think it was right around in there?
It might have been.
So you left because you weren't making enough money and you had to have money to support the family.
Right.
You left teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Was it your idea to start the business? To start something else? Or did y'all just both decide to get it?
Well, of course, I kept mentioning it because I knew we wanted to have a family.
Mm-hmm.
And couldn't have a family with it going like it was. So I wouldn't say whose it was.
Now, this concludes tape number one. Please put in tape number two. Going from a school teacher to a businesswoman, was there very much difference?